from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, question number two. How much longer until you break Ray Allen's three-point record?
I mean, you're in the booth right now, so it's your job to know these stats, to be able to do the quick math. And
Sammy!
You're supposed to be able to tell me.
I don't know where Sammy's at. He's supposed to punch the numbers.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. How many, Bob, I don't know. What do you think, 40 games?
He's 400 behind, Clay.
Oh, shoot.
Two seasons.
It's going to be longer
season
than
and a half.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Steph! Way to go, Steph. Way to call him out. Wish I had that here.
It was all good-natured.
It is funny.
I'm mad at you. I don't care.
I used The Departed.
I've never seen it.
And my guy wasn't in the movie, and Evan knew, didn't come on air to correct me, does it all the other time. Spadoni text Evan that I got it wrong, text me, and Squirt text me. Boy, they had some big
boys. Well, it sounds
like
you got a gripe with those guys.
Yeah, I do. DiCaprio, Matt Damon, and the great Jack Nicholson were all in The Departed.
Jack Nicholson.
What did I say?
Yeah, he said the golfer, Jack Nicholas.
We have that drop somewhere.
We do.
That mother Evan.
We do. Monty Poole is going to join us momentarily, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. We're obviously talking about Klay Thompson.
And Monty had a good piece,
on his way to Dallas. Yes, he did.
Yeah. About when the dynasty ended. Not Klay leaving, but when he got injured.
Absolutely, positively. So Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us momentarily on the River Islands guest line. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, positively. You think the Warriors are better today than they were tomorrow, than they were yesterday?
No, and that's what scares me. But Lori Marketing, I'm going to go dream this week. Stoney, maybe 4th of July will be. We'll hear news.
Yeah, all speed as big as the Durant signing.
Hey, you're playing around. Your boy can play. Stoney, he could put it on the floor. He can hit the three. He shot better than Klay from three last year.
Oh.
39.9%.
Oh, here we go.
Post
game. But I thought Klay was just an unbelievable shooter.
No, you got to move on.
You're telling me Laurie Markkanen's better?
No, I'm just. And he's younger. That's what you like.
I know.
Who's your favorite football player? Let me guess. Steve Young.
Three.
He might have been at McCaffrey's wedding.
I don't like this world. Society. You could get famous for anything. We talk about, not he got married, congrats. We talk about who was there and who wasn't. The Inquirer, we've all turned to TMZ.
I know why you're mad.
I'm mad at the girl.
Who?
The Hawk 2. How do we care about that? Like,
it's social media.
No, it's our world, the stuff we care about.
Well, the funny thing is
we used to be about substance.
The funny thing,
Goo, is that
I'm sick of our
talk world. About, you're part of it.
No, you think I
you
am.
Are. You obviously know what everybody's infatuated with.
And then I leave.
Okay, but you know the girl, and you know what she said.
So if I got married, you wouldn't be like, Guru, congrats. You'd be like, Evan wasn't there. What do we do? Why do we care? We don't know why some people were invited and not.
What I'm saying is, you're part of the problem, okay?
I'm part of the solution.
Actually, you're not if you continue to subscribe to this crap. You're on Twitter. It's your fault. I'm not on Twitter.
I'm on there for sports.
Oh, okay.
Now it's turned into something else.
But yet you know all about other stuff.
Yeah, when I was out, I heard you talking about Kendrick and Drake. I didn't like any of that stuff.
Why?
Because it was pitting two icons against each other.
Like Draymond and Clay. What's the problem?
Oh, boy. I'll give you a one.
I mean, you can't.
You better be careful.
You can't sit here and say that Kendrick Lamar made Drake look awful, but, Drake's still a god. Well, apparently he's not, because he got put in his place.
I met the criteria.
I love that soundbite. And he is absolutely right.
It doesn't change his songs that he made.
He is absolutely right.
Where's Monty? We got to be coming. What you going to leave with?
Probably Klay Thompson signing with Dallas.
I'm going to give you a three for that.
I would assume. I got a lot of stuff written on my piece of paper that I haven't gotten to yet. Yeah. Let me tell you what's happening here, everybody. Although we're going to talk more about this in the days to come. Mike Dunleavy, he's setting up to be the fall guy. There's no doubt about it.
That is Lee Majors.
There's
the
no
fall
doubt
guy.
About it.
No doubt, Donnie.
I'm starting to think, you know what? Joe offered the job to Kirk, and Kirk said, not right now.
Why am I laughing?
Not right
now. That's pretty
good
material, Donnie. It's Donnie at the punchline.
And the other thing is maybe Mike Dunleavy was brought in here to do exactly what he's doing.
You pull off a trade, though, for marketing.
Get this thing going in another direction.
Yeah. We'll hear Mike Dunleavy then.
Possible.
Yeah, I hope they need him, man.
I mean, to me, Lauri Markkanen wins the press conference, and we'll see how he fits in. But you're right. Oh, you'll win that press conference when you get Lauri Markkanen. Unless it's for Kuminga. Got him? All right. Let's head out to the River Islands guest line. We're joined by Monty Poole, Warriors beat writer for NBC Sports Bay Area. Here's an open-ended question, but I'll open with this, Monty. How did we get here with Klay Thompson poised to sign with Dallas?
There's a lot to it, a lot of layers there. The bottom line, I guess the short version, is that this is a case where, in many ways, pride and ego overcame sort of sentimentality. I think there was a part of Klay that never wanted to leave, but I think what's happened over the past year, going back to last summer and during the regular season, so many things happened that he didn't like. And, he did feel at times disrespected. I think he felt he'd earned more than he'd gotten. And so by the end of the season, I think he was looking for something different, something new, something fresh. You don't know how it's going to work. And I thought for a while that, sometimes people start heading for divorce, and then cooler heads prevail when money gets waved around. Mm. I thought there was a possibility that could happen here, but the money wasn't going to get waved around. So when the money wasn't waved around, it wasn't like, okay, all's well that ends well. It was more like, well, here's who we are, here's where we are, and here's why we are here. So Klay wants something different, and the Warriors were starting to move away from him, changing his role, didn't like that, and so here we are.
Monty, let me ask you this, and thanks for your time. We had Jay Dumas on yesterday, and he had said behind the scenes, it wasn't loud as Draymond, but there was some stuff going on with Klay and how, he was disgruntled and how he showed that. You're around the team every day. Did you see any of that throughout last season or the seasons?
I didn't see much of it, but I heard about things leaking out that, Klay was, had a little bit of a different attitude this year. And if you talk to Klay, you kind of felt it a little bit. It wasn't quite like Kevin Durant's last season, where you can tell as the season went on that he was really not in a good place. With Klay, you could tell there were subtle things you could see, but from what I heard, there was stuff going on in the background that hadn't happened before. He went from being, as Mark Jackson used to say, a no maintenance guy to where there were things here and there that would pop up that was like, oh, you know, Clay is not doing, you know, Clay has got it in the mood today. You hear stuff like that. Now, in terms of specific instances and what he may have done, I don't have any examples, but I did hear that there were some things behind the scenes. Yeah, that Clay was not himself, and I think looking back, you can see that, you know, either in his play even.
No, I agree with you. Monty Poole joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Works for NBC Sports Bay Area covering the Golden State Warriors. I'm just wondering this because I heard some people talk about, you know, Wiggins got his money. Poole got his money. Draymond Green obviously got his money. Was there any of that to Clay's decision of, you know what, it feels like you've taken care of a bunch of people, but I've been here since the beginning. How about a little love for me?
I think there was. I don't think there was that much about Jordan and Wiggins because, you know, those deals came right in the glow of a championship. And Jordan had played really well that year. You know, and when at the time, it's like, okay, they're investing in Jordan. Maybe they overpaid a little bit, but he looked like a guy who could be a really good player for a long time, certainly a good offensive player. And Wiggins, you saw what he did in the postseason, especially in the finals. I mean, he did a number on Luka. Then he got to the finals, and he did a number on defense at both ends, defense and offense. And I thought at the time, if Wiggins is going to play like he did in this postseason, this is a pretty good deal for the
right.
Warriors. However, you know, Wiggins became Wiggins again, and that rainbow guy, you know, where, yeah, you know, when you see him, he's beautiful, but he's not always there, you know. And so that's the part that looks back. I think Clay may have been more bothered by the deal Draymond got. You know, because let's face it, I mean, Draymond had done some things to hurt this team, you know.
Yeah.
He punched Jordan, you know, and so you look at that, and I think Draymond was, I think if you're Clay, you're probably feeling some kind of way about that. It's like, wait a minute, you know, I've been a loyal soldier here, and Draymond is kind of, and Draymond himself will admit this, that he pretty much ruined that season. And he got paid, you know, and so... If you're Clay, I could see him feeling some kind of way about that. He's expressed it publicly, but I don't doubt that he felt a certain way about it.
Monty, I love Harden. I hate to see Clay go, but I was all in thinking that Paul George was realistic, like this thing might happen. And I'm getting conflicting reports that they offered Kuminga in some sort of package or they did not. Did you think that was actually going down? And do you know if Kuminga was actually on the table?
I've heard the same. I've heard that, yeah, they were willing to part with J.K., and then I heard they weren't. But the thing that always stuck in the back of my mind throughout, because there were a number of barriers, the thing that always stuck out in my mind was, why would the Clippers do this?
Mm.
Why would the Clippers let Paul George go to the Warriors, of all teams? I mean, the Warriors don't have a lot of friends in the league now. You know, I mean, what they've done over the past 10 years sort of changed. They used to be the cubby little team you can sort of work over and exploit. Things have changed. And so, you know, people look at the Warriors a little bit differently now. And I think, you know, there were a number of things that you had to do, a sign and trade, and you had to work out the finances of everything. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's you got to do a number of things. But bottom line is the Clippers have to want to do it.
Right.
Everybody has to want to do it, not just the Warriors and Paul George. The Clippers have to want to do it, too. And if Paul George wanted it, that's one thing. If the Warriors wanted it, that's another thing. But if Clippers didn't want it, it wasn't going to happen. And that's what I thought. You know, I thought the Clippers didn't really have a real motivation to do this. I think even if Kuminga were involved, they would have to think, you know, do we really want to do this? Because they got to know Kuminga's going to get paid soon. So, and everybody right now is afraid to death of the second apron, which is understandable because if you go there, you're stuck.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Where are the Warriors with Lauri Markkanen? Somebody that apparently can be had, but I got to believe he's also coveted by a number of teams.
Absolutely. Yeah. You look at Lauri Markkanen, yeah, he only has 1 year left on his contract, $18 million for next season, and then he can be an unrestricted free agent. Whoever gets Lauri Markkanen, I do think he will end up somewhere. But whoever gets him is going to have to pay him. But he's a 7-foot guy who gives you numbers that are not that different from what Dirk Nowitzki used to give the Mavericks. I mean, he's a 20-plus a night scorer. He's an 8-rebound a night there. You get 8 rebounds a night. So he's a really good player. And if you're the Warriors, I think that's a move you'll try to make. The problem is, I mean, and I know you know this, Danny, is that Danny Ainge, you know, he's a tough trade partner.
Yep.
You know, and so, and he knows he has options with Laurie. So whoever ends up with Laurie may have to overpay because Ainge doesn't really need draft picks, though. He's got like a million draft picks in the next 5 years. I think he has like something like 11 first-round picks in the next 4 or 5 years. So he's covered there. He would want players he can plug in and play right now. And I don't know from the Warriors, who would that be? I mean, Kuminga might be intriguing, but I don't know for sure that that's going to get it, you know?
Yeah, and then they'll have to pay Kuminga. So they would need to really want Kuminga, and then know they have to pay him.
Yeah. So it would have to be a package deal, and you know, and marketing wherever he ends up. And I do think again, the Jazz aren't trying to move him, but people are calling them, and Danny Ainge is going to listen. Mm. And if he gets a deal that he can't say no to, then he's going to pull the trigger. The question is, can the Warriors assemble such a deal? Which, from what I understand, they've been trying to figure out a way to do that. Now, they pull it off. It's a great recovery from what they've done the first 48 hours of the free agency period. But if they can't pull it off, this summer's going to be really, really rough.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, Monty. Let's just say Kuminga stays here and he's a Warrior. What are the chances of him getting paid this summer?
The first thing they would do, I think, is look back at the Jordan Poole situation and say, okay, did we pull the trigger too soon on Jordan? Should we have waited another year? And so that's a cautionary tale that may or may not influence how they feel about Kuminga. I know Joe Lacob loves Kuminga, does not want to trade him. But not everybody is as in love with JK as Joe is. And Joe can be swayed. I mean, Joe was reluctant to move James Wiseman. But there were enough people in the building that thought, you know what, this is the right thing for us right now. And I think Joe reluctantly pulled the trigger and authorized that move. JK might be a little tougher because if you think about it, and they move Jonathan Kuminga, that will mean that of those years when they had really high draft picks and a chance to sort of restart the Warriors, that second timeline thing, what do you have left? You got the 5 teenagers in over 3 years, and only Moses Moody would be around.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Wiseman's gone. You know, then the next year they bring in Patrick Baldwin Jr., Ryan Rollins, both teenagers. They're gone. And so you have Moody and Kuminga still here. If you trade Kuminga, then you're looking at those drafts and going, did we just fumble away a bunch of drafts or what? Unless you get, to me, a guy who can plug in right now. Because to me, if they're going to insist that the priority is to maximize what is left of Steph's career, his effective career, that means you need players like Paul George, obviously, so you can plug in right now and be a stud. And, you know, I know they weren't looking so much, but I know Zach LaVine is available, very available. And the Warriors are like, if you're the Warriors, you're thinking, you know, Zach's exciting, great athlete, he can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
He ain't going to defend very much, but he can get buckets. And that would be an option if the Warriors like what comes back, I mean, what they have to give up. But LaVine is on the books. He's going to make like average of $46 million the next 3 years. So it's a ton of money. And that's, I think, is going to scare some people off and why whoever ends up with LaVine, who I think will end up someplace because Chicago is really wanting to move him out, I think that can be an issue there. It's his contract. That's going to be the burden there. So you look at LaVine, that's going to be a tough one. And so there are other options. But in terms of star caliber players, Markkanen is the one who I think would be the best fit. And obviously the best deal, given his contract, and the Warriors can then decide what they want to pay him or extend him if they were to go after him. But a guy like LaVine would be tantalizing, but I just don't know if, you know, I know the Bulls and Warriors have discussed this already, and the Warriors didn't like what the Bulls wanted, and so therefore that ended that conversation. So I think you look at that, and the Warriors, if Zach LaMine comes here, that means some things have changed, and the Warriors said, okay, this is something we can do. And I don't think they want to trade Kuminga. And obviously, it's going to be hard to get a star player that you can plug in without moving Kuminga.
Wow, Monty, I agree with you. I told Stein he disagreed. I'd go pick LaVine from the airport because he can't put the ball in the hole. I want to talk to you about the dirty little secret, Monty. And I'm just looking at the Warrior chessboard from my perspective. If this thing doesn't get better, what is Steph Curry thinking? Because to me, he should be, him and Dre should want Zach LaVine, not waiting for some eggs to hatch. And by the time they hatch, it might be too late. What do you think Steph Curry's thinking about getting immediate help?
I think he wants it badly. I think he wants it badly. And so that put, and the Warriors know that. And that puts a certain amount of pressure on them to do something, which I think they will. But will they do something that will satisfy Steph? And now maybe Zach LaVine, you know, again, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the Warriors kind of like their finances right now. And if they were to go after, now maybe if they were a package with Wiggins and some other parts, maybe that would be something they would do. But I think based on all I've heard so far, their number one target is Lauri Markkanen. And if they, you know, and he's the number one target because Paul George went off the table on Saturday. So,
yep.
They had everything lined up for Paul George, and they, you know, there was a lot, they got close, but it didn't happen. And once that was gone, the Warriors were like, okay, we have to scramble now. What are we going to do? And Lauri Markkanen is a guy who, you know, he's that beautiful stretch four. And the Warriors, the Warriors are a short team. Yeah, they led the league in rebounding, but they're still a short team. And Markkanen is a guy who would be able, you can plug right in, and he can play three or four. You know, he ain't going to be a great shot rim protector, even though he's 7 feet, but he's a presence. And again, you know, if you got a 7-footer who can get buckets, and he can, a 40% shooter from three, that's big in this league.
Hey, Monty, thank you as always, man.
Appreciate it.
A lot going on, and we appreciate your time.
All right, boys, take care.
All right, that was Monty Poole, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Monty Poole works for NBC Sports Bay Area, and he covers the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. So
once a four-time champion, the Warriors were.
Yeah, just last one 2 years ago.
Yeah,
a are long they not time now?
Ago. Yeah.
Did those just when disappear into
started?
The ether?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, they've got seven rings, I believe. They have seven or eight titles. So, yeah. No, you can keep.
No, let's do this a little more. What you said one
you
time.
You mean the third
time.
Most in NBA history?
Tied, I think. Aren't they tied with somebody? And plus, you have to add up two cities to get the third. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, technically well, three.
Yeah.
Oakland.
That's and Goo, a great one.
Goo, and I know you're this. It's been a troubling off season for you so far. And so, because of that, go ahead and talk about a title 2 years ago.
No, I just got what I needed from Monty in regard to Steph wants that badly. They know it.
Right.
And maybe by the 4th of July, Lauri Markkanen is a Golden State Warrior. Because if this junkyard partner you asked me an hour ago, I don't think they're better. I just don't. And if this is the end, the great new addition had a song, is this the end? Like, you need to go get a big boy.
You know why they're better? Because I'm not convinced they're worse without Clay, and their financials are significantly better now.
But I don't care about the financials.
Well, you have to.
What?
I mean,
you know what I mean? I'm like,
well,
I'm worried about maximizing Curry and Dre.
Well, you can't do two things at one time.
Well,
like, that's
boy.
What we found out.
Wow.
They cannot add salary.
Well, they won a title 2 years ago.
They can't
with that two
add salary. It's
well, you
really that simple.
You just got to pay for it. Well, and is it worth it?
Right. But not only do you have to pay for it, you have to give up assets and give up flexibility long after Steph's gone.
I'm going to be real with you, not to interrupt you.
That
what
would be
asset
negligence.
Do we have right now outside of, and I'm being real, no diss to anybody on the Warriors, outside of Kuminga?
Well, I mean, I'm dead serious. You haven't even brought up the biggest asset is Steph Curry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Steph Curry.
All right.
It's absolutely Steph Curry.
And that's scary for a Warrior fan.
We're going to talk more about that. The other thing we're going to talk more about tomorrow is And it's going to be fascinating. I'm starting to think the Warriors will not pay Kuminga this offseason. For the same reason they did what they did with Klay. They're at a different point than they were 2 years ago when they extended Jordan Poole.
But what about the heck on jive that Poole went through? He looked like he had it, and then he turned into dress shoes. And Monty like, that was a metamorphosis the wrong way of, like, who is this dude?
Well, man. It's because of Draymond. But for me,
cold water in my face.
Like, I got to tell you, I don't think I'm extending Kuminga this offseason.
But I don't think he'll cause a stink, though. Remember, JK did like, the last
thing. I kind of don't care if he does or not.
Remember, you thought it.
The bottom line is, if you don't pay him this summer, he's still restricted. Still restricted. Right. So don't pay Kuminga this summer.
I'm with you.
888-957-9570. Great debut from Monty Poole on the River Islands guest line. We'll talk more on the other side. I'm not doing Paul George.
I've done that.
I owe Curry nothing.
Either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
That nothing ever.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Klay's gone.
Why you say it like that?
Yeah, just because it's kind of like...
You did a
Guru's out.
I didn't like it.
Klay's gone. Curry next.
I'm kidding.
Can you say it like this?
John Sally.
That is the,
Klay Thompson.
That made
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, you were, that was great. We got to get him back on.
Hey, how, I never asked you, what'd you do last weekend?
Well, first, I was going to ask you how you beating the heat. What's going on?
I don't think it's that hot,
is
actually.
Real. Dude, it's about to be 111 around the Bay. 108, 109.
Sacramento's not around the Bay. Continue.
No, and then last weekend, shout out Gabe Shapiro. He hooked me up at the Johnson State at the Handlery Hotel here.
Oh.
Yeah, after I left you and Evan at the cafeteria.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, awesome hotel.
How much did you have to pay?
Now, why would you ask that?
Because it's the only thing that's relevant.
No,
that's,
it was less than that.
Was it $222? Yeah.
It was less than that. Speaking of which, I could have just called Jason Tatum to pay it. He got 5 for 314.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Why go to college? Just focus on trying to play ball.
Well, he did go to college.
Well,
and he came into the league a polished, finished product. Unlike 90% of the players you like.
Well, I just saw Bronny James holding the mic. I hope they didn't have a presser for a 50-second pitch. Well, what is going on?
They did it. They did a press conference. With Bronny and Dalton Connect.
I'm out.
Let's go to Joe in Walnut Creek.
Joe
gets it. Hey, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Hope you guys are doing great. Hey, look, dynasties don't die pretty.
Thank you.
And when the documentary about the Warriors dynasty is written 15 years from now, the first domino to fall is going to be the punch. And then how the Warriors handled Poole, and then the signing of Draymond, and now Klay's leaving, and it's not hard to see the next dominoes are going to drop. Do you guys think Draymond's going to be able to handle when the Warriors are losing? No way. He'll never be able to handle it. Then Kerr's going to get fired because he's not developing these young guys, and the last domino that's going to fall is going to be Steph. He's either going to get traded to or he'll leave. And so buckle up, because these are how dynasties die. They die ugly.
Wow. Joe, you know.
I mean, no wonder you love that call, but
well,
boy.
Look, and part of it is I'm a planner. Okay? I need
that's my
routine.
Weakness. Yeah.
I need, a schedule.
Mm.
And so I tend to look ahead. And, yeah, I've tended to look ahead in the dynasty. Because I always want to be prepared for what's next. Does it seem like the Warriors are prepared?
Well,
let's go after Paul George.
Yeah,
can't get him. Let's go after marketing.
And why?
How about DeRozan? How about this?
You don't want to deal with
that. They have no plan.
They do have a plan.
Which is what?
Keep hit 30 happy.
Well, he ain't. You don't have to be a reader of the tea leaves. To know.
Oh, man.
You know what's coming next.
Come on, Mike. Close the deal.
What deal?
Marketing.
Yeah, that'll get him 43 wins. And then what? How much are we paying marketing? 50 what?
43 picks.
50 what? Have 50 million for hollow numbers.
Oh, man.
He's David Lee.
Yeah, remember I told you, I don't know if he's the David price Lee. Of the dynasty. But this is happening different.
That
this
was
is,
my line.
No, that was, I said if I wrote a book, it would be called "The You Gotta Pay a Price of for the Dynasty." That was my original, like KFC.
This kind of pisses me off, no, but whatever. Whatever. It's okay, fine. All right. It's fine.
Yeah, study.
It's 106 in San Rafael right
dude,
now?
I told you, it's
no chance.
Hey, it's off the chain, man. No it's scary way. Out here. You want to mix alcohol?
First of all, the
in
whole city
heat.
Of San Rafael's in the shade.
Well, speaking of which, yeah. I heard a toots. Rick Tittle's brother runs karaoke on Tuesday night. It's at Toots. So if you want to do something tonight, Stoney, we could get out there Tuesday nights in San Rafael. Well, under here's the bridge.
Here's what I was thinking, guys. I was thinking this. It's a short week, like the Niners on a bye.
Evan got it every day.
So it's for some of us.
Yeah. Damn it.
So even though it's Tuesday, it's really our Thursday,
yeah,
and since we all know Thursday's the new Friday,
keep going.
You guys up to anything after work today?
I'm broke.
That's all right. Yeah.
Payday Friday, though. Might be tomorrow.
Yeah, but we won't be here.
Yeah, so it might holiday.
No chance can. It's coming
Oh,
tomorrow.
No, sometimes it happens that way. Yeah. But anyway.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say Zach LaVine. He's averaged 27 points in this league, 25, 26, 24. My gosh. I know Monty, I appreciate Monty, didn't say, oh, they need to get him. He spoke highly of what he can do, and he can score the ball. I just don't see, if you're trying to make sure Curry's okay, hey, maybe we don't win it, but you gave me the best ammunition to try to win it. Why would you say no to Zach LaVine preparing for 2028 or 2029? I don't want to hear that crap. That's what
I don't want to hear your crap about LaVine. He stinks.
He does not.
He set this franchise back 5 more years than it's already set back.
What if I told you it's already back? Missing on Wiseman set it back. And you and the guy from Boston.
Here's what,
like, and I love him, the caller, but come on, that hurts. You missed. That's all. Don't tell me who was in the draft. You missed.
You didn't really, it wasn't a big miss.
You missed Halliburton and LaMelo Ball. Yeah. That's enough.
And 34 teams missed Draymond Green. Do you hold it against every team that missed do you hold it against the Warriors because they didn't draft Draymond in the first round?
You are special.
I know.
Oh, boy.
I know.
My point goes to Goo, though. you didn't get a player.
And it gets taken back right away because you want a guy like Zach LaVine.
Yeah. What has he ever done to you?
I'll
like
tell you right
can
now.
Score. Put
so
him in
what?
This. Put him in this system with these adults. My gosh! And you're not asking them. Well,
now
to be
they're adults. You mean the same guy that
no,
you've
Curry
been ripping?
And Dre and Curry.
Oh, Dre's an adult now.
Yeah.
Is he an adult
I've never
or is he a child?
With Dre on the court. Let's keep
oh, really?
It real. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, LaVine's in year 10.
Oh yeah, he's a spring chicken, and no injury history
well,
anymore.
He's 29.
Either.
He'd be a spring chicken here.
That's true.
He could compete in the dunk contest at Chase Center next year.
By the way,
that's oh a reason
God,
alone
Evan.
For Goo to
no,
go get him.
That's the reason to avoid a disastrous first half. Could you imagine if they don't? I'm being real.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, turn my mic
that's
off,
the
dude.
Issue.
I need a V8. Steiny, yeah. The Zach LaVine can help you. That's all.
I don't know that he can. I don't know. What
but
has
Anthony Melton can
why
if you
has
give him the benefit of
see,
the doubt?
See, that's what
I'm
you don't get.
I like Melton.
That's what you don't get. There's a chance that DeAnthony Melton could help the Warriors win games more than Zach LaVine.
Oh, now that.
There's more to basketball than
tell
going
you
8
don't
for
like
22.
A guy without telling me you don't like a guy.
Seriously, does defense mean anything to you?
He
stinks
he
on
don't
defense.
Have cement feet.
He does not play defense.
I'll say he probably don't want to, but you get him here, he'll play.
And boy, Chicago's had a ton of success with LaVine. He can't even get his team to the playoffs in the East.
Oh, so don't put it on DeRozan. It had nothing to do with DeMar or anybody else.
Well, I mean, I think you're on an island there.
No, I'm not.
Evan, you want LaVine?
Eh?
Evan, you want LaVine?
Come on, E.
I'm out.
Chickering. Yes what, or no on LaVine. Carter Chickering. Get to know him.
Yeah,
he works for us now.
He's holding the caddy. Don't tell me get to know him.
All right.
Yeah. For Wiggins and CP3, yeah, I would have taken him, but I don't think moves the needle much.
Ah, there you go. But you know what? Even if it doesn't move the needle, just do it.
No,
just do it. Even if it's got a 2% chance of working, just Do it.
All-NBA rookie second team at 2015.
10 years ago.
He's
Pajemski
a baller.
Made the first team. What is LaVine doing?
Exactly. You know what?
He's 6'5".
You bring LaVine here, he's coming off the bench. Because he ain't supplanting Pods.
And I love Pods. Mm-hmm. But you're... Yeah. You know what? You guys know what time it is.
I know it's time to say.
I love
LaVine,
these people.
No interest.
They're part of my family.
No interest.
The odds of getting Fitz on to talk about what's going on.
Not
with
this week. All right. He's a team employee.
Oh, you're right.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. Of course, LaVine doesn't stink.
Okay. All right.
But I do not want him on my team for that amount of money for 3 more years.
Well, you were getting that with Paul George.
Exactly. But it's Paul George. Mm. I'd like Paul George more than LaVine. All right. Let's just face it. They're in trouble. The Bulls, not the Warriors. Dunleavy's patient. We're all right. What's coming up next on The Game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Segment was also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. You're ready to unload on me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.